Losses. My basic advice is don't lose money. Jim Rogers. I'm more concerned about controlling the downside. Learn to take the losses. The most important thing in making money is not letting your losses get out of hand. Marty Schwartz. I'm always thinking about losing money as opposed to making money. Don't focus on making money. Focus on protecting what you have. Paul Tudor Jones. One investor's two rules of investing. Never lose money. Never forget rule number one. Warren Buffett. The majority of unskilled investors stubbornly hold on to their losses when the losses are small and reasonable. They could get out cheaply, but being emotionally involved and human, they keep waiting and hoping until their loss gets much bigger and costs them dearly. William O'Neill. Learn how to take losses quickly and cleanly. Don't expect to be right all the time. If you have a mistake, cut your loss as quickly as possible. Bernard Baruch. Now I was getting somewhere. Why was I trying to learn the secret to making money when it could be done in so many different ways? I knew something about how to make money. I had made $1 million in the market. But I didn't know anything about how not to lose. The pros could all make money in contradictory ways because they all knew how to control their losses. While one person's method was making money, another person with an opposite approach would be losing if the second person was in the market. And that's just it. The second person wouldn't be in the market. He'd be on the sidelines with a nominal loss. The pros consider it their primary responsibility not to lose money. The moral, of course, is that just as there is more than one way to deal blackjack, there is more than one way to make money in the markets. Obviously, there is no secret way to make money because the pros have done it using very different and often contradictory approaches. Learning how not to lose money is more important than learning how to make money. Unfortunately, the pros didn't explain how to go about acquiring this skill. So I decided to study loss in general, and my losses in particular, to see if I could determine the root causes of losing money in the markets. As I said at the beginning of the book, I may not be wise, but I am now very smart. I eventually did learn from my mistakes.